Ambrose getting ready to face once again from the leg spinner Stuart McGill. The Aussies round him say it's time to get the wicket as Ambrose prepares to take strike. The West Indies are 7 runs away from a momentous victory. McGill bowls to Ambrose, is playing solidly back along the pitch, and it's going to be picked up by the bowler, and in fact he will leave it, and Michael Holding heading away. Franklin Stevenson comes into the comments chair. The West Indies are 301 for 8 with Brian Lara 145, Kirtley Ambrose on 12.
Beautiful part of the hair building, but Kirtley Ambrose really coming to the party, really showing a cool head, cooling his captain down at times as well, and you can hear him chanting, "Now let's take it all the way." He's talking to his captain and Brian Lara. What an innings! He's really, really played well here. The one semblance of a chance going to hit Shane Warne down the ground. He got it really powerfully by a little bit of a bottom half of the bat, and Shane Warne diving away to his left, probably got a fingertip or two to it. I'm pretty glad they didn't get any more to it, because it would have taken maybe one or two of those fingers with it. But Brian Lara really playing well here, and mindless of the score on the board, he knows that the real important factor here is the 8-7 runs that the West Indies needs. He's 145 and on strike. Jason Gillespie's caused him a lot of problems, and now Steve Waugh, having to get a bit more attack here, has brought a gully in. You see, saw Brian Lara squaring up to Gillespie a little bit earlier and going through the gully area, and Gillespie continues to bowl well, continues to get the ball to swing and seam away from the left-hander, and he is still a threat. So it's not in the bag as yet, but Brian Lara, he's there, his head is on, and here comes Gillespie.
Here he comes now, and he bowls to the West Indies captain Lara, who's getting that. He's dropped by the wicketkeeper Ian Healy. What a chance put down by the Australian. Could the fortune finally be going with Brian Lara once and for all? It was outside the off stump. He followed it. Healy went with the glove. He put it down. He's had an ordinary match, an ordinary test series. Has this been the final nail for Ian Healy? Well, is Dame Fortune smiling on Brian Lara this Tuesday in Bridgetown as he's driving out towards long on? He'll go for the run, realizing that the fortunes are favoring him at this moment. He looked up to the heavens when he got the 100, and now the heavens smiling down on him now. He moves on to 146. The total moves on to 302 for 8. As he charges and bowls to Ambrose, who's edging that one. He's caught at fourth step. Ambrose goes. The West Indies have lost their 9th wicket. It's 302 for 9. After Lara was put down, Ambrose goes. And what more drama can we have here at the Kensington Oval? I can't stand this. The West Indies need another 6 runs for victory, and they only have 1 wicket left. As Jason Gillespie comes in now, the West Indies 6 runs away, Australia 1 wicket away. What drama here at the Kensington Oval as Gillespie bowls to Walsh, and no ball. The total moves on to 303, but Gillespie will have 3 more deliveries to deliver at Courtney Walsh. And of course, Walsh, a few years ago, 6 years ago at Adelaide, was the man who took the wicket as the West Indies won by 1 run. He was bowled by Damien Fleming as Australia won by 5 runs in the semi-final of the World Cup, and he is the man in the centre spot once again.
Well, a light, a life and a buzz, and West Indies needing 5 runs to win, 5 runs for victory, Australia 1 wicket.
We remember the tie test of Brisbane, we remember the drama of previous test matches. This is really hard, unrelenting tension as Gillespie races in, bowls to Walsh, a Yorkerling delivery, squeezed it out, just managed to keep it out right on the crease. And the crowd roars once again. The Australians are in anguish. 2 balls left in the over. All left in the over. Will Walsh survive? Gillespie bowls to Walsh. Short of the length, guided into the gully region. He survives the end of the over. Lara is now the man with the match on his back. The West Indies are 5 runs away from victory at 303 for 9. With Lara 146. Courtney Walsh yet to get off the mark.
What excitement, what drama. 1 wicket required by Australia. They are 2 fast bowlers. They are in the foreground, charging in, bowling at the West Indies captain and last man. 1 wicket needed and 5 runs needed by the West Indies. Brian Lara, captain, Brian Charles Lara on strike. His partner, his very able partner, Courtney Walsh at the other end. And you can hardly hear yourself think here. My partner here, Fajr Mohammed, he's been on his feet for the last 5 minutes. He can't stand. He said he can't stand it, but he can't stand. That's where he is. Look on his feet.
Exactly.
And what excitement.
I can't sit down. Why should I sit down? This is stand-up stuff. This is standing ovation stuff here at the Kensington Oval. Everybody else is standing. Why shouldn't I be standing as well? Because the West Indies need just another 5 runs. Australia need just 1 wicket. Lara and Walsh, the man who succeeded the other as captain, and Walsh just having a word with him. We remember Courtney Walsh putting his arm around Lara as they came out at Sabina Park last year, with Lara expecting the venom of the Jamaicans. It never materialized, thanks to the wholehearted and valiant Courtney Walsh. Now it's Lara on 146, looking to complete the job that he has done so magnificently for the West Indies. 213 at Sabina Park, the turnaround. Will it be the culmination now to take the West Indies 2-1 up and give them a chance of regaining the symbol of supremacy, the Frank Worrell Trophy?
Brian Charles Lara stepping to the fore. Man of the hour, come of the hour, come of the man. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, and Brian Lara has been just that.
McGrath comes in round the wicket, bowls to Lara, takes the edge to the left of the board, it's going to go out towards the boundary. Diving around is Ricky Ponting. They'll come back for a second run. More drama here at the Kensington Oval. The score moves on to 305. Lara goes on to 148. It took the edge and went tantalizingly close to the outstretched left hand of Shane Warne. Just past his fingers. Two more to Lara. The West Indies are 3 runs away. A boundary will do it.
Mike
McGrath bowls to Lara once again. It's hooked back for the square. They'll go for one. Will they come back for the second run? It's picked up right out of the long leg boundary. Lara says no. They'll go for the one run. The scores are level here at the Kensington Oval. Can we have a tie? We can have any of the results at the moment. The West, the Australians cannot win. We can have a tie, or the West Indies will win. Ambrose is gone, but Courtney Walsh is embracing Lara. He's giving him advice. It's the end of the over. The West Indies have moved on to three. It's not the end of the over. In fact, the West Indies are 307-9 with one ball left in the over. 24 in the afternoon, and we're heading for a tremendous finish. We've had a tremendous test match. This is going to be a climactic finale to this momentous battle. McGrath comes in once again, round the wicket, over the wicket, he bowls outside the off-stump, and Walsh with the ease as he please lets it go by through to the wicketkeeper. And now Brian Lara is the man who can win the match for the West Indies. Just doing a bit of practice for our defensive. The nerves must be all awry. They must be disconnected from the sockets for the moment. He has to stay plugged in for the West Indies, because they need just one more run to pull off a victory and go 2-1 up in the series. He's on 149. The fans are absolutely all around on their feet. They can't believe that they're watching this at 4:26 in the evening here on a Tuesday in Bridgetown, Barbados. The sun comes out. It shines on the spectacle here at Kensington Oval as Jason Gillespie gets ready to bowl. There are four slips, a gully, a leg slip, a forward short leg, a short extra cover. Gillespie bowls to Lowry, drives to the up, and the West Indies have won. He grabs his cup. The West Indies have won by 1 wicket. What celebration!